It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Some time ago, I read the story of an incident which happened during the war between the states. It was such a significant story that I would like to pass it along to you. During heavy fighting in a battle, a soldier from the South, assigned the responsibility of carrying the flag for his side, made his way through the battle to a position far out in front of the rest of his army. Planting the flag firmly in the ground, he turned around and found that none of the other soldiers were anywhere near him. A soldier in the ranks saw the color bearer and called out to him, "Bring the colors back down nearer the troops. The fighting is too heavy. We cannot come up any higher." Well, the soldier who was in charge of the flag immediately shouted back, "The flag is already firmly planted. Tell the troops to move up to the flag." You know, there's a world of truth in that story which we need to remember in today's shortcut world. There's a great cry for the standards to be lowered to where the people are, rather than bringing the people up to where the standards fly. Many people today, some of them in responsible positions, are crying out for the standards to be lowered. It's impossible, they say, for the people to come up to the standards. There are two ways for the standards and the people to be joined. One is to bring the standards down to the level where the people are. And one must admit that this is the quickest and easiest solution to the problem. But quite often, the quickest and easiest solution is not the best solution. But there are still people around who would like to bring everything down to the lowest common denominator. The other way of joining the standards and the people is to bring the people up to where the standards are. And, as is obvious, this is the most difficult way. This effort to lower the standards is nothing new to man. It's as old as man himself. Even the Nazarene carpenter was urged to lower the standards for fear that some would be excluded. But as any person of mature wisdom would do, he elected not to bring the standards down to the level of the people, but rather to raise the people to the level of the standards. Nothing is ever gained by a lowering of the standards. No battle has ever been won when it followed the lead of a retreating standard bearer. No decent or just cause has ever been helped by a retreat toward mediocrity. Don't expect this effort to lower the standards to end anytime soon. Those who aren't willing to pay the price of moving up to the standards are likely to keep crying for the standards to be lowered to where they are. Somehow they have a twisted notion that a lowering of the standards would make them better soldiers. When you lower the standards, no one is helped except the cowards. And I can't remember a single battle where a coward led any forces to victory. The standards are firmly in place. Move up to where they are.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.